What we do is we help people to start up in business. Our whole being is about helping people to give advice, training, support and finance to help them start and grow their business. And we help about 500-600 new businesses start up every year.
And how did you hear about Jessica Jane?
Oh, well, that's quite interesting. I have a personal interest in people with learning difficulties, and I was giving a talk in Lowestoft and about businesses who employ people with learning difficulties, as we do. And Jessica Jane was there. I found out very quickly that the worst thing you can do is to follow an Olympic gold medalist, because you really are second best there. There's nothing you can say or do which is going to impress people as much as that. But I started speaking to Jessica's mother, Dawn, and got to understand a little bit about Jessica. Then everything followed on from that.
Were you surprised by the situation she found herself in, a Paralympian, such a young age, in this situation where her funding was basically going to be cut and she might have to retire?
I couldn't believe it, to be honest with you. I understand that they have to make sure that the money is eked out to as many people as possible, but Jessica had a really bad injury before Rio and still managed to perform exceptional. But her funding being cut by 60-70% meant that without support she would not be able to carry on. I spoke to her coach, and her coach says she's got at least two more Olympics in her, possibly three, competing at the very highest level. And I thought that would be a tragedy for such a young lady to retire at the tender age of 20.
And this is when you thought, well, come on, we've got to do something here.
Indeed. And I thought, I'm not going to let her retire. She's a local girl and she is literally world class. And there's not many people like that in Norfolk, especially someone who's had a kind of difficult upbringing in terms of with having her learning difficulties. And so it's incumbent upon Norfolk and to help and support her. And so I thought, yep, this is something we can really lead on.
And Rachel Hogg has joined us as well. Now, you're marketing coordinator for NWES, aren't you?
Yes.
What are you going to be doing? You're going to be quite busy because you want to help Jessica as well. So what's happening?
Yes, I'm going to be looking after the whole project. And we're really, really pleased to be in a position to be able to help Jessica Jane and her family. So we'll be encouraging everyone to get behind Jessica Jane. We're going to be helping with marketing and fundraising. We're going to be helping with her website and just really encouraging the people of Norfolk and beyond to get behind her and ensure that she's able to get to Tokyo 2020.
And isn't it great that you can take that on? Jessica Jane and her mum, Dawn, they were in the studio on Monday. I mean, all Jessica Jane wants to do is just get out there and swim. But having all this going on in the background, the focus shifts, doesn't it? Because
certainly
you're so
does.
Worried, it's so stressful.
Yeah, and hopefully by NWES coming on board and leading the support, it will enable Jessica Jane to really concentrate on what she does best, which is swimming.
£15,000 is how much she was saying. I think they might have had a little bit more money since the beginning of the week. Are we looking at £12,000 she needs now?
Yes, that would be the minimum, really. And we've had sort of a list, haven't we, of expenses and a wish list. You know, that would be the minimum, really. So we're looking to really do what we can to ensure
you want to double that at least, maybe even more.
Well, maybe the sky's the limit. But we want to do all we can and ensure that Jess gets to Tokyo.
So what's the first thing for 2017 you'll be doing?
We'll be working with Dawn, Jessica's mum, to look at her website, getting the messages right so people can donate easily. We'll be looking at fundraising, and also we're going to be joined by an intern at the beginning of sort of early 2017, who will be working on the project with me, so we can give Dawn and Jessica Jane all the support that they need.
What a brilliant thing that you are doing. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it. Wouldn't it be nice to get you back in a year's time and see how well it's gone for 2017 for Jessica Jane?
I'll guarantee that Jessica Jane will get the money that she requires. You have that, my personal guarantee here, that I will ensure that she has every single penny that she needs during 2017 as an absolute minimum, and hopefully up till 2020. You can get me back to hold me to that promise.